Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this live Tuesday edition, the eighth day of August 2006. We'll be live here for the next 3 hours. Michael Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com, a great investigative journalist and blogger, will be joining us for his monthly report with us in the second hour from Hawaii. We'll have open phones throughout the day. And there is so much important news and information that we're going to be covering in the meantime. There was a chilling story yesterday out of the Scotsman. There were several other in the British news concerning these beauty clinics where wealthy women go and pay tens of thousands of dollars per treatment for the stem cells out of aborted babies that are then put into their bodies, and oh, it gives them wonderful, youthful looks. And the women are in the story saying they don't care where it comes from, whether it's from the umbilical cord, which I think if people want to sell that to pharmacological systems, fine, or from dead babies. They don't care. That, of course, is horrible and cannibalistic. And it just shows the decadence, the incredible decadence of the population where women will do absolutely anything to keep their youthful appearance. It's just one more indicator of a society going completely to seed. Major new escalations in the Middle East. It's clear that the neocons are trying to open up a second front for political purposes of distraction and are really cheerleading and pushing and openly calling for World War III. It is unprecedented. We'll be covering those reports. Bush here in the Associated Press, Bush cautions on Lebanon ceasefire. Oh, don't have a ceasefire. Oh, no, don't. Keep the war going. Give war a chance. And, of course, big news to all of us in the 9/11 Truth Movement, the linchpin to the globalists' ongoing operations of tyranny here domestically, a report today of over 30 million surveillance cameras in the United States and growing, which, of course, they're using the fear from 9/11 to push. And so 9/11 is a key issue to expose, an absolute foundational system. Bloggers wonder what happened to Mr. Conspiracy. And it's a big L.A. Times story today featuring myself, Jack Blood, John Connor of the Resistance Manifesto, giving our different takes on Oliver Stone's new 9/11 film. And some 9/11 truth comes out in the story. And also a big article out of the Village Voice. The Village Voice has a headline, Fakes on a Plane. Conspiracy buffs craft their own online WTC movies. And it gives a review of Terror Storm. It gives a review of Loose Change Second Edition and several other documentaries, and we've got those linked up at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, so we'll go over these articles before this hour ends. And again, there are, it's got to be 20 or 30, I haven't counted them up, news articles, mainstream news stories about the 9/11 truth movement every single day for the last week and a half since the C-SPAN program aired four separate times. And now we have even more mainstream reports about the 9/11 Commission lying, the Pentagon lying. The worm is turning, as Charlie Sheen said on this broadcast. So we'll plunge into that after we cover the latest developments in Israel and what's happening on the police state front here in the United States after this quick break. The websites are Infowars.com, JonesReport.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's here at After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Moving. Captain, we got trouble.
What?
The cattle haven't had water for 2 days. We found a pond, but the cattle won't drink from it.
Well, why not?
Well, Captain, it's loaded with pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites. It's also contaminated with chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, and MTBE. And there's even heavy metals like lead and mercury in the water.
Break out the Crown Berkey.
But, Captain, we've got 200 head of cattle.
That Crown Berkey will purify 27 gallons of water per hour with 8 elements. You just keep it full.
Captain, it's working. The cattle are drinking, and look, they're even smiling. Keep them doggies moving.
Berkey, the filter that won the West.
Get your Crown Berkey Purifier with two Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $299 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Not yet available in California or Iowa.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, big new explosive developments on the front lines of the 9/11 truth movement. We'll be getting to articles in the LA Times, in the Village Voice, so on the East and West Coast. We'll be getting into that. Israel intensifying their bombardments, and Bush saying, hey, don't give peace a chance, don't have a ceasefire. Let's look at this first. We'll cover all of it. Michael Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com joins us in the second hour. A barbaric kind of beauty. This is out of the UK Daily Mail. And it describes how wealthy women, and it's really a deceptive article. At first it talks about umbilical cords, getting stem cells from those for women's beauty products and gene therapies. But then later it admits that really the lion's share of it comes from aborted babies. And it has been in major British, French, and even U.S. newspapers. The Chinese government advertises it, that they melt down murdered prisoners, but predominantly melted down aborted babies. Tens of millions, well, a lot more than that a year, obviously aborted in China. It's a billion plus people. So it's an unknown number, but we know they do melt them down, render them down for their baby collagen, and women have it injected into their faces. Men do now more and more of these, what's the term for men that do all that? Metrosexual men who wear makeup and get facials and get their nails done every week and prance around. And It's just the decadent modern Roman men from the strongest and bravest and ready to go fighters and scientists and Nobel Prize winners. We've turned into just a pathetic lot of scum. I'm sorry, I'm now digressing, ladies and gentlemen. A barbaric kind of beauty, clutching her Hermes holding bag under her arm, Susan Barrington, a 52-year-old housewife from Buckinghamshire, can't help smiling as she leaves the exclusive clinic in London's Wimpole Street. She has been given the final go-ahead to travel abroad for a cutting-edge, non-surgical treatment that promises to make her look 10 years younger. She doesn't care if the treatment is expensive, involves babies, and is so controversial that it is not allowed to be performed in England among her well-heeled friends. This is the ultimate new elixir of youth. And, by the way, this is all going on out in California right now and several other states. In fact, they are allowed to keep babies alive after birth. I'm not kidding. In several U.S. states, and they actually keep babies alive after birth, according to the laws they've gotten passed, for the extraction of certain fluids. You think I'm joking? I've had major heads of bioethics firms on. It's been in mainstream news that, what was the state now? We interviewed him twice, like 3 years ago. And it was, I don't want to say, I know one of them was New Jersey. I think the other was Ohio. See, my memory fails me sometimes. Where actually in the law they got passed, they can, quote, keep fetuses alive after term for experiments and for, it doesn't matter. It's all out of control. What does matter, I'm just here speechless trying to scan my memory. We made a big deal out of it at the time. If any listeners remember the particular states and particular organizations and news articles we had on, call in, but it'll pop in my head here in a minute. The attractive brunette has opted for a controversial stem cell therapy where umbilical cord tissue from newborn babies will be injected into her body. Now, see how they say that? And then later you read into the article and it says, actually, from aborted babies. It may seem distasteful, but thousands of women have already done it, and it is organized by the seemingly respectable British clinic, then carried out in Rotterdam, Holland, where rules regarding stem cell therapies are not so strict. And it goes on. Stem cell therapy has been big business for beauty doctors since medics discovered the strong healing and rejuvenating potential of stem cells for medical conditions such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, but there have also been furious ethical debate. Yeah, it's also dangerous to just inject stem cells into yourself. It could trigger cancer, a lot of evidence shows. In America, President Bush has denounced stem cell therapy, even for medical purposes, as godless, vetoing any public funding through controversial, though controversially, Arnold Schwarzenegger, governor of California, one of the few U.S. states to allow stem cell research, has allocated $80 million to it. Tony Blair met with him only last week to support the move, and I would add to implement global warming taxes in England and California, the seventh largest economy being California. So, and of course, Bush plays politics on this. He's just said no federal funding for stem cells is a bone to the religious right, which I consider myself a member of. I mean, I'm a Christian. I'm against abortion. But Bush is just using this as a political football, and the government is engaging in all sorts of classified and quasi-classified genetic engineering operations all over the U.S., and private corporations are doing it at an unlimited clip right now. The cloning of embryos, they then grow the embryos up to a certain size, and then the babies and extract their, quote, stem cells, what's the term, sanguination, as they basically suck them dry in an arachnid-type procedure. And it just makes me very, very upset to see all of this going on. When injected, these powerful cells target the organs that are not functioning at their optimum and encourage them to produce new tissue. But scientists agree that further research is required substantiate the claim that injecting stem cells can diminish wrinkles or reverse the signs of aging. In Britain, stem cell research is governed by strict ethical considerations. It is limited to registered institutions using cells from embryos up to 14 days old or aborted fetuses donated to science. Oh, how nice of them. The restrictions in England are on the, you know, they just keep it to dead babies. Well, I mean, and growing them up in tanks. So what is the restriction? That's unlimited. Such unregulated companies have mushroomed across the globe, offering aesthetic stem cell therapies at exorbitant prices to anyone willing to pay. They claim that stem cells have the ability to rejuvenate the body and renew the cells, not just to produce younger, smoother skin, but increase sex drive and energy. And it just goes on with the 50-year-old woman saying, I don't care, I want to look good, and I think it's great, and I don't care. And that's the attitude. That's the attitude. When the general public and the nouveau riche and the upper middle class, kind of the moron cousin of the elite, openly are saying, hey, give me aborted babies, give me their body parts, is it any surprise we have China that when they arrest political dissidents, they genetically type their tissues, not just their blood type, and they warehouse you? And that's why the government of China can advertise to Japan, the U.S., Europe, Australia, anybody who's got the money, the elite of the world, travel to China many times with their own physicians, and they go to these luxury facilities, these high-tech facilities, and they kill the prisoner. They will even, in some cases, transport the prisoner to the city where the elitist wants to have the surgery at one of the clinics, and they will kill them, and sometimes in a building right next door to the medical facility where they're going to have the transplanted organs implanted, sutured into their bodies, attached, and they kill them and bring them over steaming hot and delicious. In fact, the Chinese Communist government advertises on their official transplantation websites that we've linked to and have been in the mainstream news that they quote in the American and the English translation, it translates to fresh organs. Of course, here you've got to wait an average of a year for a kidney, a year and a half for a liver. Many people die waiting for them, and hospitals have been caught. I remember my dad telling me this, and I rolled my eyes when I was going to get my driver's license when I was 16. He said, son, say no on the organ donor card. And I said, why? And he just said, well, I know people in hospitals, and you know, my dad's an oral surgeon and dentist. He's a physician, so he knows a lot of medical doctors and has worked in hospitals and on reconstruction cases of jaws and other things. The point is, my dad said, don't. Some hospitals will let you die or, in some cases, kill you for your organs. And I remember going, man, my dad's nuts. And again, my dad isn't very outspoken and doesn't say a lot of wild things, but I still thought he's nuts. And then I guess it was about 5 years later, I'm watching 60 Minutes, and they're talking about Chicago and Dallas and hospitals killing people for their organs caught red-handed. And I'm like, Dallas, what did my dad know? Son, don't say yes on the organ donor card. And now all over the country, states and the country of Canada are trying to make it to where you have to go in and tell them, no, 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 you can't have my organs. See, they don't ask you now. You don't think about it. And they go ahead and put you on there as a organ donor. But I'm digressing. My point here is that our government loves China, gives them the awards. They're the model country. The UN gives them all the big awards. They are the model. They are the future. You want to know what life's going to be like here in the U.S. and England and Canada? It's going to be like it is in China. Mobile execution vans, mobile organ harvesting vans. If you have your second child and can't pay the bribes, they come openly. Well, in the past, they would drown your child in a bucket and give it back to you, your baby. Now they take them and kill the babies or keep them alive and then kill them right when their organs are needed for some elitist who needs a new, you know, liver for their baby. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that part. There's evidence China's warehousing babies. And I'm sure they deserve it, too. I understand. I'm a radical. I'm an extremist. And women, you need melted down dead babies from China? for your big fat lips. Go ahead and enjoy yourselves.
Your area has just unexpectedly flooded. The power's out, so is the water, and you are thirsty. But wait, outside, look, there's lots of water, and then you see it.
Oh my gosh! What is that floating in the water? And what is that odor?
No problem. You thought ahead and own a Berkey water purification system. Berkey has revolutionized the way water is purified simply and naturally. Requiring no power, electricity, or water pressure, the powerful black Berkey element extract pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, heavy metals, and other nasties that might be found in flood water. Berkey systems can purify treated water during normal times, and during unexpected emergencies, they can get rid of the unhealthy stuff in raw, untreated water. For more information on the powerful Berkey line of products, call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or visit us on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Get into the latest Israel World War III provocation. But just on the subject of decadence, when the men are getting collagen injections of the melted down baby oils, collagen, when the women are getting $10,000 plus a pop injections of dead baby cells into them of aborted babies, and the main supplier is China through France. When all of this is going on, it's just unbelievable. I mean, we've rationalized 47 to 50 million abortions in this country. Millions of them third trimester, babies that could be adopted. They don't even tell those women that there are foundations that will pay them to go ahead and have the baby and give it up for adoption. And the so-called liberals, the Malthusian, Pionkian, Nazi types will sit up there and call themselves progressive like Hitler did and say, well, nobody wants all these babies. As you know, there's actually more people wanting to adopt each year than there are actual abortions in this country. There's just a little bit more people that want to adopt each year than for the national number of abortions we have. People wait 3 years to, you know, get black babies, white babies. It doesn't matter. And I just can't tell you how many times in college we'd be debating this and the liberals would stand up and, you know, they're not really liberals at all. Those terms mean nothing. But they're liberals to themselves and say, nobody wants these little brown babies, Alex. Why don't you adopt some then? Well, I've got to be honest with you. Someday I may adopt children. I love children so much. You can really see God's handiwork stamp on them. And who knows, someday when I'm done having more children of my own, I might just adopt. You know? For people that love children, that's what you do. I've talked to abortionists, former abortionists, and you just don't know. And so many people have had abortions or been involved in abortions, so you harden your heart, you rationalize, you tell yourself it's okay what you did. If you'll just admit to yourself that what you've done is wrong and ask God to forgive you and turn against this type of hard-heartedness, you can forgive yourself and God can forgive you and you'll stop feeling bad. But now look what it leads to. The nouveau riche women and metrosexual men going and getting their gene therapy weekly injections of the dead babies. And oh, it makes them feel so good. How is that different from the Dark Crystal? Ever seen that science fiction movie where these evil creatures suck the souls out of these other little people they kidnap and, you know, sit there and drink their essence? I mean, that's what we've become as a society. I ought to get a clip from that movie with her. Yes. Oh, I can feel it. Give it to me. This is just another indication of the just out-of-control disconnect by the upper middle class and the elite and the ultra-elite of this world. And so if a, you know, millionaire housewife will go and get $10,000 injections of dead baby cells, what will David Rockefeller do? You know, David Rockefeller doesn't want you to have access to the life extension technologies they've already developed that can extend life easily, if it started early enough, to 200 years, 140 currently. In fact, I've seen a lot of evidences and a lot of leaks and slip-ups by top scientists and billionaires that currently members of the elite are staging their own deaths because it's getting a little too obvious at, you know, 95 years old when they're running around still playing golf. And we know that a lot of them are taking these gene therapies. They are doing this, and that's why they want to reduce the world population, because they know they can't keep these secrets from getting out forever. And they know that they obviously, in their own words, cannot give life extension to 6.5 billion people. Will be 8 billion people by the time this stuff is commonly known and common knowledge. And so that's why they constantly have cures for cancer, constantly have new therapies, new things that are, you know, 90%, 100%. You never hear about them again. They get shelved. They get taken to the clinics in Germany and the clinics in Switzerland and the clinics in London. And it's all kept very, very quiet. And they can't save people 100% of the time. They can't cure every cancer, but they've gotten really good at it. And they don't want you to have access to that or any of the other advanced technologies that have been developed. And so that's where the Pionkian, let's kill 90% of the population mindset comes from. Because the elite obviously need to manage things and run things, and the elite and their servants will be given these extensions, but no one else, and they have to be kept in the dark about it.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dustin in Germany. John, Jason, James, Ben, people all over the nation. Canada. We'll get to your calls here in just a few minutes. But I thought I'd play this news clip first because this dovetails with the decadence, the self-centeredness, people only caring about themselves, and, oh, I don't care if it makes me beautiful for my vanity, then let me have aborted babies from China rendered down for their genetics or rendered down for their tissues. Well, this dovetails with it. Go ahead and roll it.
Pedestrian run over and killed after being struck by three vehicles. And Orlando police say no one stopped to help. It happened at around midnight near on Orange Blossom Trail near Silver Star Road. The driver was in a silver Dodge Durango. He drove away, but while the man's body was in the street, two more cars ran over him. Police weren't able to identify the victim, but are still searching for the driver of the Durango.
Now remember, last week I talked about the anniversary of Charles Whitman killing 14 people from the UT Tower, injuring 33, after he gunned down his mother and his wife. Well, I then went through a few other examples, and I told you that I see these stories every week where a woman is raped in downtown Toronto in a nice part of town, She lays there naked on the sidewalk for several hours with her head beaten in, crawling around, blood on the ground, and a big telecom company's right there. And the head of the office gets up there on the third floor and tells everybody, laughs at her and tells everybody, stop looking, get back to work. We don't have time to talk to the cops. And people for hours just walked by her. And I see these reports every single week. It's happened right here in Austin, Texas. I've experienced it myself. I've seen people in trouble. I've been driving down the road and seen smoke way up ahead of me on the highway, and I get up there 5 minutes later, and a car is on fire, and a family's had a wreck, and they've just barely gotten their kids out of the car because they're injured, and I get out, and the police come, and the police thank me for stopping. There is a law in Texas, the Good Samaritan law. You have to help people, but I don't need a law to do it. But people just drive by. They don't help. We weren't like this 50 years ago, folks. We weren't like this 100 years ago. It was rare that people didn't get involved and didn't help. But then again, we hadn't had 50 million abortions. We hadn't rationalized that one. And now it's on to Chinese murder dissidents' organs and dead baby collagen and genetic gene therapy for the women. And it's just, this is who we've turned into. You know, when you only care about yourself, well, then no one cares about you. Everybody else is like that, I guess, to a great extent now. And so no one cares about anyone, and it ends up destroying our quality of life, destroying the type of society we live in, and it allows criminals to come in and take over government and start abusing your neighbors, and you don't care about them. After all, it's not you. So when you're getting abused, then no one comes to your aid. That's how they can put cancer viruses in vaccines and mercury, and that's how they can kill hundreds of thousands of hemophiliacs by putting AIDS and hepatitis in it on purpose, and that's how they can just get up there and do everything they do because people only care about themselves. I've talked to so many yuppies, you know, who drive the Jaguars and live in the downtown high-rise apartment, and they're biking every day, and they're feeling good, and I've known some of them that get in car wrecks and get real hurt, and then their family hardly even comes to visit them, and all their trendy friends aren't there, and, you know, you just see these people, but over the years, they'll laugh and giggle at me, and okay, it's all true, Alex, what are you going to do? You just got to worry about yourself and try to work the system and try to get ahead. You people don't have forgotten and have never even discovered, maybe never even knew, what life is really all about. I mean, Americans in the past were savage, were strong, were violent, were aggressive, were warlike. But, you know, we didn't have statements out of our presidents and our leaders like, let's just kill all of our enemies. Let's just kill all their children. No. We weren't perfect in war, but we had the highest standards in our military history of not killing civilians, of not torturing, of not raping. Well, now we're the worst in modern history. You see, we're changing. A decadent people riding around in their cars, listening to talk radio, going, yeah, kill all the Arabs, turn them into a parking lot. And I get on the air and I say, you know, that's not right, and there's two sides to this, and this is more complex, and the neocons want World War III, and they want to turn America into a police state, and then I get calls on air going, you're nothing but a traitor, and you need to be off the air, and you need to be arrested. Just because I know a little bit of history and I've studied what's going on. And so that happened yesterday. Imagine, busy thoroughfare, there's video of it, you can go watch the newscast. Somebody hits this guy, he is in pieces, it knocks his head off. That's how hard he got hit when the car runs over him. And other cars are just come by and run over the body and just don't even stop. Oh, I'm running over a dead body. I mean, it's one thing for the criminal that hit and run. But again, why are there so many hit and runs today? Because people are in denial. They're just, oh, that didn't happen. There's not blood all over my windshield. That person didn't just go flying over my windshield. You've heard about the cases. It's happened a bunch of times where the person will fly up and over the top of the truck and be in the back of the truck. Or they'll fly through the windshield and be lodged in the car. And these people just go home and just let them die. because they're in denial. They don't know what to do. Something real happened to them. So they've never been criminals before. And if the, you know, and if they had just stopped, no one would have gotten in trouble. The person was out in the middle of the street. But no, no, they don't do that. They run off. They scurry off to their little holes. Again, we had an Austin police officer who was hit. I guess it was about 5-6 years ago. And he bled to death for over 45 minutes in the street and could have been saved. People, hundreds of cars in broad daylight in the morning drove by, and it wasn't until a policeman came by that they got any help. So you wonder why even in the 60s this trend had started, why the cops were running away from the Tower Sniper, because they didn't want to die. They weren't just cowards. It was the citizens out there shooting back at him predominantly, and then a few good cops and citizens who had courage that went up there. It was the citizens that took action, and it was the police that ran in fear. And why? You know, I don't even know if you have a choice whether you're a coward or not. Maybe it's genetic, because I don't even see a courage factor in the equation of somebody's killing innocent people. You, as a warrior, as a man, you go and you kill them. See, people think it's extraordinary to get up on the air at the risk of my life and expose 9/11 as an inside job and take these people on head on, knowing full well it's a 50-50 chance they're going to grease me, and sooner rather than later. But people are like, well, how do you deal with that? How do you deal with knowing they can drop the hammer on you any day? Well, I mean, how do you do anything? How did our forefathers move west with their families on wagon trains through passes that had never been opened? How did we come across the ocean on sailing ships when they were losing, in many cases, about 8% of the ships? I mean, how did Leif Erikson discover the Americas? How did the Mesoamerican aboriginal population come across the Bering Straits when it was so dangerous? I mean, how does any of this happen? How does an astronaut get in an experimental rocket when, you know, a third of them are blowing up on the pad? How does a test pilot get in a jet and break the sound barrier? I mean, how do you get in your car every day and drive to work? The most dangerous thing you do is driving that car. That takes real courage. I've assessed the dangers in my life, and I've made the decision that it's worth it to stand up against these people. Now, I don't want to get off into preaching. I said I'd go to your calls. It's just, I mean, how do you sit there and run over somebody, and then people that didn't even run over them drive by and don't help them? How do you run over to a cop and then drive off, and then everybody else drives by and, ooh, that's a cop. I better not help him because I might get in trouble. I mean, again, I've seen it over and over again in my life. There are people who will sit in their houses when their house is on fire just because there's some fire down the hall. They've got a way to get out. They will sit there waiting on the fire department, too afraid because there's a fire down the hall, instead of just getting out while they can. And then firefighters have got to go in and save them when they're surrounded by flames. And then they're in such a catatonic state, the firefighters have got to carry them physically out through the flames wrapped in a blanket. We didn't act like this in the past. We've been engineered with the television and the drugs and the media and the stuff in our water and food. I believe a lot of it's chemical now, to be like guinea pigs that sit there in a cage. And, you know, when a boa constrictor is put in there with them, and the guinea pig doesn't fight or doesn't run, it just sits there and lays over on its back for the snake to come over and eat it. And listen, folks, I'm not a bug-eyed guinea pig or chinchilla. I'm certainly not a sheep. Have you ever seen a sheep getting eaten by wolves? I've seen films of it. I've seen what they've done to sheep and cows and what coyotes have done. I've seen the aftermath. But at least cows circle the wagons and fight back. When the coyotes really get them is when they get stuck in a trough or get stuck in the mud, and then the coyotes come and eat their backside. But a sheep, when a wolf or a coyote runs up to it, rolls right over and just sits there waiting for death. And the coyote will really kind of enjoy, because they're predatory, they enjoy the pain of their victims. They will start eating them from the intestines in, because that has the most nutrition in it. We humans like muscle meat, but predators go for the guts first. And that soup in there, it's kind of like a casserole. And that sheep will just roll over, and it'll just roll over and let that wolf eat its guts. Folks, that's how we act now, and we are not sheep. Okay, we are the super predator that has dominated this planet, and I don't know what's wrong with you. I don't understand it. I mean, if you know the things I know, you know this stuff's true, you're informed, you should be violently angry, crazed like I am, with your eyes bulging out, half the time showing your teeth. That's what I do around here in the office. I mean, this is a war. We are waging war against criminals. We are going to smash them. Some wolf comes up to me, and I'm a primitive, I'm going to jab a big old spear in its eye. And if it gets a hold of me, I'm going to grab it, and I'm going to choke it, and I'm going to bite it. And I'm going to take its head, and I'm going to start slamming it into the concrete. I'm going to slam it with a big old rock upside the head. I am not going to roll over while a pack of wolves eats my wife and eats my children. I am going to go in there, and I'm going to kill them. And in the information war, that's what we're doing. Every time we wake up a new person, every time we get the truth out, every time I literally image it as their capital ships on fire. And we are just firing our guns at them, having victory after victory, smashing them. And we're going to smash the New World Order. We're coming for you. Dustin in Germany, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, brother?
Good.
Hey, I got a technical question for you. Hey, a while ago, about 7-plus weeks or so ago, I ordered a movie and a T-shirt, and my partner Thomas over here, man, he ordered some T-shirts and stuff. You know, we're all the way over here in Germany, you know, fighting a good fight, like you said, Alex. We need partners
and you
world.
Haven't gotten your stuff, and you'd like me to do some customer service here on air. Sure, I'm ready to help you.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know.
No, go ahead.
I've dealt with y'all before. I mean, I got, Road to Tyranny. I got Martial Law. I pass them out, you know, all... We're waking people up over here. Everybody at my work, you know, we burn copies and all that. And, you know, it's just, you know, I'd like to get Terror Storm, but, you know, I'd appreciate it if it got here before we all got nuked. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I totally agree with you. How can I serve you here on air, customer service, right now? Let's do it. Customer service line right here on the radio right now. What can I do for you?
Well, us conspiracy theorists, quote unquote, are you know, a paranoid lot. So,
well, there's no conspiracy
sure
about it. I can tell you what's
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you know how it is.
Sir, let me give you a number, and we're trying our best to expand the amount of voicemail on it. It gets filled up a lot. But let me give you a number you can call, or let me give you a email you can email. For customer service issues, email Kevin@Infowars.com,
okay.
Kevin@Infowars.com, or
right.
You can simply call 512-291-5750, and I appreciate your call. 512-291-5750. We haven't gotten these calls on air about customer service in years because we, the last few years, have gotten it to where we generally ship within one day of getting the order, unless it's United States Postal Service. In the last 2 years, most of our problems have ended because we started using UPS, or United Parcel Service. Well, for international, we have continued to use the mail because it's much cheaper, and we don't want to charge you the huge amounts it is overseas. We're trying to save you money. Though I made the decision last week to go to, I guess, DHL, UPS, or FedEx, we may give you all three choices overseas. It's going to cost you a lot more because I can announce and tell you that the postman came in here and told us that for months they have been doing this without telling us, and it has been devastating to our business. I wasn't going to mention this on air, but I'll go ahead and do it. Almost every package that's been shipped to England, Canada, Germany, Australia, is taken to the new Homeland Security X-ray facility, and they are destroying and throwing away almost all of our packages if, quote, a postman doesn't certify it at the local branch here in Austin and certify it and say that they, quote, vouch for it. So they read the mail, they tear it all open, they trash it, and they are doing this. And so hundreds of packages, and now we just wait till you call, and then we lose the money, ship it all again, get your address, and try to ship to you globally with UPS. And any profits we've made, we haven't made enough profits yet to pay off Terror Storm. And this is exciting talk radio. Now called Customer Service Talk Radio. Then we can do this. We can do this. We can't handle the customer service calls here at the office. We'll handle them right here on air. Customer service, 1-800-259-9231. And you can call us right here. We'll handle it right here on air. And I'm serious when I say that. We will do it right here on air. But we are now up to shipping about 2 or 3 days after we get an order. We've caught back up since the LA conference, but we are completely going to stop using United States Postal Service, because which means we won't be able to deliver to post office boxes anymore because they are criminal.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As snow falls on the majestic Rocky Mountains, it eventually melts. The water east of the Continental Divide travels downhill over 1,600 miles before reaching the Atlantic Ocean. On the western side, water travels downhill almost 1,000 miles to reach the Pacific Ocean. As you ponder this miracle, ask yourself this question.
How many people and animals has that water passed through before it reaches my area?
Berkey has revolutionized the way water is purified, simply and naturally. At the heart of these portable systems are the Black Berkey purification elements. So powerful, these elements extract pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, heavy metals, and yeah, they can purify that downward flowing water. Berkey purification systems get rid of the unhealthy stuff in your water while leaving the healthy, beneficial materials that your body needs. For more information on the powerful Berkey purifiers, call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call today, that's 888-803-4438, or visit us on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Just continuing with the customer service radio hour, to be really serious with people, when I occasionally get one of those calls on air, where's my book, where's my video, you really can't expect me while I'm live on air to really be able to help you. We're a very small operation. We don't ask for donations. We don't ask for your support. You hear everybody that's gotten their books and videos on air that's called in. In fact, the same individual from Germany said that he's gotten stuff in the past from us. I am very close to suspending all foreign orders. Not only does Homeland Security search everything that leaves the country now and openly just throw away whatever they want, and this is admitted to, not just our political stuff, but you know, products and things, period. Foreign governments. Canada is the hardest. On average, we do it really as a public service. We have to ship something twice to get it to Canada. We've been sent back to customs forms telling us that this is considered terrorist material. I mean, I've put them on the website. I've covered it on air. I've personally been grabbed by their customs up there, and they know exactly who I am. Canadians think you're in a free country. No, they read all your mail, and they go through it all. Okay, you just need to know that. England is getting worse, though maybe only one package out of 10 gets stopped. Australia suddenly is almost impossible. And the Aussies are sending us emails telling us, hey, in their orders they say, hey, we can't order Hollywood movies here now. We can't get anything here now. They search everything. You've got to say, that this is a birthday present. Can you put in the order that it's a birthday present? Can you say that it's a Clips promotional tape? Or, you can't get slingshots into Australia now. I mean, there is a clampdown, folks. We think we're in free countries. We're not. It's hard for people from outside the U.S. to get things into me now. And we will continue. What we're going to do is bump it up to, we're looking at DHL, UPS, or FedEx right now. We may go with several carriers, and it's going to cost you a lot more. We'll have to fill out big forms to send it to you. But this is what it takes to get these materials. It has nothing to do with terrorism. It's all about control. But, to really be honest with people, though, I get those calls every once in a while. Hey, man, my name's Billy Bob, and I ordered my T-shirt 3 weeks ago. Where is it? I'm just like, hey, man, I don't know. What am I supposed to do? And there's nothing I can do on the radio here talking with you. But the reason I decided just kind of go ahead and talk about this is because it is New World Order related. But Canada is a nightmare. I mean, Canada is, I can ship stuff into Russia, no problem. I can ship stuff into Japan, no problem. Those countries are no problem. I can ship stuff into Serbia. It is next to impossible now to get something into Canada on the first shipment. We've changed the name on Canada shipments. We don't put InfoWars on them anymore, and that seems to get a few more to slip through. But you got snoops. I mean, your government doesn't like films like Road to Tyranny or Martial Law, Order of Death, that Canadian papers write up and give good reviews to. Again, I found Canadians just don't know how bad it is. So, buyer beware. In the U.S., we ship it to you UPS and or even Postal Service. It gets to you 99% of the time, first time. But outside this country, it is an unbelievable, expensive, money-losing proposition for us. Okay? We've had open discussions. My staff has said, we've done analysis. I've got an accountant that works here. You're losing money on these foreign shipments. And I go, just keep it going. Just keep it going. Just keep it going. Just keep shipping it. And so that's, again, an inside view of what we're doing here and what we're fighting against. So support us. Go to InfoWars.com. Order Terror Storm. Get Martial Law. Get all the great books and videos we carry. And realize what the government's doing to stop you from getting this info. So make copies of all my videos once you get them. They cannot stop us. They will not stop us. We will prevail. All right. We'll be right back with the second hour.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
More than...